Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 19th of June, recording at 9:22 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights today. More selling pressure in stock markets, certainly in Asia. There were some quite sharp falls, including China reversing yesterday's gains. Hang Seng Index was down 2.25%, as was Japan's Nikkei. And European stock markets opened weak, then rallied, and then weakened again on some selling pressure on Wall Street. Wall Street did turn things around a bit this afternoon. Closed with modest gains, up 0.25% on the Dow, 5 points on the S&P, that's 0.38%. And the NASDAQ looking positively robust by comparison, up 1.33%. That's the NASDAQ composite. And I notice a good gain on the NASDAQ 100 futures, up 29 points in here today. Now, elsewhere, government bond prices ease. They've been rallying in the last few days during the stock market selling pressure. And also, U.S. Treasury long bonds down just over half a point. The dollar, now the dollar is actually a little bit firmer in here. Not that much, up 43 ticks on the U.S. dollar index. And the euro is trading at 155.05. That's down 30. Precious metals seesawed a bit in here. They mostly ended with modest gains in palladium. And platinum was the exception. That was down. Silver, modest gains. And also gold. Gold's currently trading at 320. But the interesting development on the day really was the volatility in the crude oil market. Once again, this is really quite choppy, albeit within a range. For instance, crude oil started down on the day about $1.50 or so, maybe a little more. Then it rallied quite sharply, got up to a high of 137.82, then fell back to 131.48, and it's currently trading at 131.80. That's down $4.88. Now, gold followed loosely, less extreme swings. So just to give you an idea, gold bullion dropped down to 887.20 at one stage before rallying to 908.15 before settling here at 997.70. Okay. And I should also mention the soybean and corn prices were down, and no doubt some of the wheat was down as well. The metals were mixed, with nickel down again today. So was zinc, reversing a good chunk of over half of yesterday's gains. Copper was firmer in here, however. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, there's a lot of doom and gloom in stock markets right now. I've been commenting on some of the headlines that we've had from the FT here recently. One of them, for instance, is "Learn to live with inflation," says King. And there was another very bearish comment that appeared yesterday. I beg your pardon, I've got them the other way around. The King comment was yesterday. Excuse me. And today's headline is "Stagflation Fears Drive Investors Away from Equities." That's a more important article. It says that investors are extremely bearish, even more so than during the 2000 to 2002 bear market phase. So that looks to me like a bit of a contrary indicator. It's not a as dramatic a signal, and the price action is not climactic the way it was in January and March of this year. But we've had some pretty persistent selling since mid-May, and I just think it's overdone here in the short term. I've said what would be the catalyst, though, for a rebound, and I wasn't sure what that would be. There doesn't always have to be a catalyst, but it helps if there is, and there usually is. But oil prices, although still in a range, that fall of nearly $5 in here today is interesting. Certainly, I think if we got some respite on the commodity front, it would help quite a bit. But probably something else is needed, really, to cause all those bears out there to start to cover some of those short positions overall. But my view really is that if one's thinking about selling, it's too late to do so. If one's thinking about buying, well, if we've learned anything over the last few years, is that when everybody is bearish, when lots of people have sold, that's usually a good time to do some buying, or at least to hold on to your long positions. And conversely, when everyone is buying and euphoric, that's a good time to be taking some profits. So I do not think this is a good time to be selling down here. And I think we're due for at least a technical bounce. Long-dated government bonds, I don't like this sector. I've used the rally that we've seen over the last few days to increase my short position. I didn't increase it again today, but I have I did increase it again yesterday. I do think we the moment stock market's steady, I would not be at all surprised if we saw weaker bond markets, and we got a hint of that today. I'm talking about bond prices, of course. Precious metals, I think, are range bound and will remain so. I mentioned what you already know, that oil has been the influence on sentiment recently. And this is kind of a movable feast. Veteran subscribers will remember when gold tend to move with the Dow, and people always say, well, it just moves in the opposite direction of the US dollar, but that's not always the case either. Sometimes, gold is a separate market. Sometimes it responds to other factors. It's really basically down to sentiment, because it's people who buy and sell these things, and right now they're linking it to gold. My feeling is that that will last for a while, and then it will uncouple. And my guess is that when it does uncouple, that gold will be outperforming oil. But we will see. Meanwhile, on the grains and beans, I have mentioned that they've run ahead a little bit too fast. The weather is not deteriorating anymore. The crop damage is very significant. But we may get a little lull here, a little consolidation, and the next danger period is likely to occur when and sometime next month, as well, next danger period in terms of additional crop damage, that the risk is likely to increase again next month if we get hot, dry weather, as is so often the case during July. And I think that's pretty much it here for another day, so I'll just say all the best to all of you.